My name is Carter and I'm 13 years old. Today is December 2nd, 2019, and I'm speaking with Cass, who is my mom. We are recording this interview in Richmond, Virginia. So who is someone who had the biggest influence on you in your life?
I guess the person that had the biggest influence on me in thus far in my life was my uncle, Randy. He was my mom's brother, and he was the first person in sort of my mom's family that graduated from college. He went to UVA, and he majored in economics, and then he got his PhD from UVA in economics. And he was sort of like a father figure to me. He walked me down the aisle when I got married to your dad. And he loved to give me career and life advice. And so when I was graduating from high school and looking at colleges to go to, he was a college professor at Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute in Troy, New York. And so he offered to take me around to a bunch of colleges in New England, which is where I wanted to go to school. And so I picked a bunch, and then he said, well, while we're at it, you should go see Union College because it's right around the corner from where I live. And so I went there just to make him happy, and he took me to a bunch of other schools as well. And I ended up going there because I liked it so much, and also because he lived nearby, and he said he would make a room for me at his house, and that I could come and hang out, study, do laundry, and he also had a pool in his backyard, so I could swim in his pool when I wanted to. So I ended up going, and we got really, really close while we were there. And he gave me lots of career advice. He kept telling me if I wanted to major in psychology, that I had to take lots and lots of stats. So I took a lot of statistics classes, and I did really well in them. And then when I said I wanted to go to graduate school, he helped me think about where to get jobs before graduate school that would, you know, sort of help me get into the best grad school I could get into. And in that way, he sort of got me into sort of a research-oriented life. And I ended up, because of my statistics background and my love for psychology, I ended up sort of studying child development with an emphasis on statistics and really being able to get a good job in the policy research area. The other big thing that he did for me was he did not like one of my earlier boyfriends who I was engaged to. And he, when we broke up and I sort of had a broken heart, he told me, you're not going to be happy unless you marry someone or find someone who's just as smart as you are. And I think that that is some of the best advice that he ever gave me, and how I knew your dad was right for me when I met him, because he was smarter than I am and also very kind and nice and was getting a PhD. And I just kind of knew that my uncle would approve of him. And so I think that in many ways he has sort of guided my life both professionally and personally.
So for the lessons that you said that he taught you, are there any others besides about who you should marry?
He gave lots and lots of advice. He was a funny one to get advice from because, you know, he had been married 5 times. Did you know that? And it was only this last wife that he stayed married to until his death. I think one of the really good some of the advice that he gave me was to make sure that I was financially stable on my own before I got married. So, you know, that's kind of why I bought a house before I got married and sort of lived on my own and kind of made my own way in the world before I even thought of settling down. I think that was some of the lessons that he taught me.
And since you got married kind of late, would you say that you regret getting married later, or would you have stayed getting married that late?
That's a funny question. I think you have to kiss a lot of toads to find the right person. I think my uncle kissed a lot of toady women, is that? But I think that you know, I had to meet a lot of people to decide what I liked and didn't like before I met your dad. And so if I had met your dad when I was 25, I don't know if he would have made the same impression on me that he made when I met him, you know, at 30, 32.
And what's your favorite memory of your uncle?
My favorite memory of my uncle. Well, I have some silly ones. But I think the one that I will always keep with me is, you know, we used to come to Richmond before I even lived here. We used to come to Richmond to have Thanksgiving dinner. And my uncle would sit, we would have dinner at the Jefferson with my great aunts and my mom and my uncle. And I think one of my favorite memories was sort of in this lovely room with a fireplace and a beautiful dinner in front of us, and my uncle sort of ordering wine and giving advice to everyone at the family. It sort of made me feel like I had a regular family, even though it wasn't sort of made up of like a mom and a dad and traditional. But having him sit at the head of the table was sort of a favorite memory. And also, of course, him walking me down the aisle when I got married.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Love you.
Love you too.